SatGen 2. Assessing the Impact of a Disk Potential on Subalo Populations, by Sheridan B. Green et al. The demographics of dark matter substructure depend sensitively on the nature of dark matter. Optimally leveraging this probe requires accurate theoretical predictions regarding the abundance of subalos. These predictions are hampered by artificial disruption in numerical simulations, by large halo-to-halo variance, and by the fact that the results depend on the baryonic physics of galaxy formation. In particular, numerical simulations have shown that the formation of a central disk can drastically reduce the abundance of substructure compared to a dark matter-only simulation, which has been attributed to enhanced destruction of substructure due to disk shocking. We examine the impact of disks on substructure using the semi-analytical Subalo model SatGen, which accurately models the tidal evolution of substructure free of the numerical disruption that still hampers N-body simulations. Using a sample of 10,000 merger trees of Milky Way-like halos, we study the demographics of subalos that are evolved under a range of composite halo disk potentials with unprecedented statistical power. We find that the overall subalo abundance is relatively insensitive to properties of the disk aside from its total mass. For a disk that contains 5% of M_Vir, the mean subalo abundance within R_Vir is suppressed by less meter 10% relative to the no disk case, a difference that is dwarfed by halo to halo variance. For the same disk mass, the abundance of subalos within 50 kpc is reduced by approximately at light year 30%. We argue that the disk mainly drives excess mass loss for subalos with small paracentric radii and that the impact of disk shocking is negligible. This was SatGen 2. Assessing the Impact of a Disk Potential on Subalo Populations, by Sheridan B. Green et al.